Now, residents in Whitehall area are in outrage over the state of repair at their local playground in Ellenfield Park, where evidence of graffiti, broken play equipment and fire damages. And I'm now joined by Councillor Andrew Montague, Labour Party, to discuss the problem. Good morning, Andrew, and thank you for taking the time to be with us today.
Thanks for having me on, Johnny.
You're most welcome. First of all, Andrew, tell us, how long has this playground been in disrepair?
Well, I suppose it's a gradual thing. It's been such a long time since it was, you know, renewed. It's definitely years, could be up to 10 years since there was anything major works done there. And it's a park I know very well. I grew up on Lorcan Park, which is, you know, 3 or 4 minute walk from the playground. And I have a 3-year-old and I have an 8-month-old. So I spend a lot of time in playgrounds, and I know that this one's in a pretty poor state of repair. As you mentioned there, there's some fire damage. There's kind of holes in the equipment, and it's just not attractive. It needs an upgrade, and the children of the area need somewhere to play, and the parents need somewhere to bring the children. So I've raised this in the council a number of times, raised it back a number of months ago, and I know it became a bit more prominent there recently. There was a local journalist also with their young children, noticed how bad the park was, and raised the issue and kind of brought it to prominence. So I am delighted that somebody else has joined the campaign, and hopefully we can get this repaired.
Yeah, it sounds good. Any idea as to why it was left in this state for so long? Probably due to lack of funding, was it?
Well, lack of funding, but also, I suppose, inertia is always a thing that nobody complained about it, nobody said anything, it was just kind of left, kind of, that'll do, kind of attitude. But it's not good enough, you know, and especially for children, and you want to make sure it's safe. And but the fire recently is a new thing that's made things worse, you know, it kind of just got into disrepair and needed a lick of paint, but wasn't anything dramatic. But that fire then has damaged equipment that's, you know, leaving it in a dangerous situation, and some of it was cordoned off, you know, which isn't much use for children, you know.
Yeah, actually, I've seen the photos. There was a fire actually in the playground itself, not only outside.
That's
of it.
Right.
Yeah, it was in the playground.
Yeah. Vandals, you know.
It wasn't
by accident.
Does the park have a warden?
When you say a warden, I don't think there's anybody who's living there, but there are people who are working there. There is a house there. I'm not clear. I don't know.
I don't know
whether somebody lives there or whether they just work from there. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Not that it makes any difference, but even if they're just working there, it's a warding walking around the place, keeping an eye on things.
There's plenty of work going on in the park, because even one of the things that's been a problem with the park is that the entrance off Ellenfield Road near Thatch Road. It's used there to store green organic waste from lots of neighbourhoods, and it's kind of brought in there and kind of left there before it's brought somewhere else to be mulched. But it's very unsightly, and it's right at the entrance, and that's where a lot of the football teams come in. So people visiting the area have to walk past this kind of, I don't know, rotten organic material. And I've written to the council and asked them maybe if they could hoard that off, just put a little bit of, you know, wooden fence around, a nice painted fence, just to, you know, make the park look more attractive, especially at the entrance. That's one of the other problems. And another thing that was happening in the park was that there was a lot of very thick undergrowth around the trees, which is right around the periphery of the park. And we had a problem there where there were a number of houses burgled that were facing into the park. And people felt that there were people hiding in the undergrowth, waiting and watching till people left their home, and then using that as an opportunity to go in and burgle their houses. So people were very concerned about that. And again, that's something I raised with the council, and the council have cut back that undergrowth to make things, a bit safer for people who are living near the park. So they have taken some action on some of those things already. And it's on the list now for an upgrade to the equipment, but they'll need to make sure that anything that's dangerous needs to be fixed straight away, and as far as the playground goes. Can't be waiting for that.
Not meaning to draw up a blaming list, but shouldn't the warden have reported to Dublin City Council or his senior parks officers of every single damaged item as and when it occurred? Or maybe he did, but nothing was done about it. But seriously, we're talking about children here, the playground that's been turned into a minefield. What's your view on that?
Well, I would imagine that the warden probably did report it up, and it's just kind of been long-fingered. It is on the list, so that he said, yeah, well, that's on the list of work to be done. But it wasn't given the immediate attention that I think it deserved.
I'm just trying to make sense of the whole thing. And I think you probably might agree with me that, you know, basic and simple maintenance issues that should have been addressed before wouldn't have created such a big problem that we have now. It would have been done gradually, and it wouldn't have been such a big deal.
It could have been and should have been kind of fixed over time. But the I mean, really, the main culprit are the vandals who you know, burnt the park. I mean, we can't let them off the hook either.
Absolutely not. No,
you know, people do that. I mean, it really is beggar's belief that you destroy the park for children. And, you know, it's like 3 and 4 year olds that are being denied access to getting out and about and playing. And to, it's just disgraceful. And the council spends thousands upon thousands, hundreds of thousands, refurbishing parks that are vandalised. I mean, that's a huge problem for us. You know, we spend all this good money on putting in expensive play equipment. It takes time. It takes a lot of money. And then to see it vandalised and you have to do it all again. And that we have a serious problem there with vandalism.
Absolutely, and it's not just this park.
Not just in Ellenfield Park, that's around the city.
There seems to be a history of antisocial behaviour in parks, and in fact, late at night, I will definitely not, or once it's dark in the wintertime, I will not walk even through the smallest of a park or a green area because they're hanging around. I don't know what it is about parks, but that's where they like to be, yeah.
Well, I suppose if you're a young person, I mean, I wouldn't blame young people for hanging around parks, but it's damaging the parks that is the problem. You know, I have no problem with young people. They should be allowed to use the parks like anybody else, but they shouldn't be vandalising it. They shouldn't be wrecking it for other people. You know, you can have your fun, but don't wreck the people.
Yeah. Are there opening...
Especially for children.
Absolutely, I agree. Are there any opening and closing times for this park? Can it be locked up, or is it locked up? Or
yeah, it is locked up, but that's not a very effective... That's in our experience now, we've parks that locking parks is of more benefit to vandals than it is, because the guards find it harder to get in and they have to go off and get keys and all that. So it suits vandals. They can always hop over. You're a young 17, 16, 17, 18 year old. It's often very easy to hop over gates and that, which for the rest of us mightn't just be as easy to do. And they know the little, that there might be one bar that's bent that they know to get through. They can find their way in, whereas... like, I know, for example, in Coultry Park in Ballymun, when they first built it, there was railings around the park, and there was terrible problems with antisocial behaviour, but eventually the council took the railings down, and you know, we still have some problems, but nowhere near the scale of the problems we had when the railings were there, because the young people knew exactly where the gaps in the railings were. They were able to get in and get out, whereas the authorities weren't able to get after them. But once the railings came down, the police were able to get in and disrupt their behaviour, and things improved.
Right. So you've already mentioned that you put forward a motion to the council to have the repair works carried out.
Yes.
But is it true now that the senior district park officer is liaising with a contractor to have the works done?
He gave that understanding that he was working on that, but there's no contract being signed as yet, so that I'm aware of. Now, that could have changed since I was last talked to them. But I'm not aware that the contract has been signed yet, but they're working on it.
Yeah, they're talking.
They were very positive about that, we're going to get this sorted. So I don't have firm dates about when it's going to get done, but I do know the council are taking it very seriously.
Right. And I think at this stage, the damaged areas have now been cornered off pending completion of any repairs.
Well, they've been cornered off for a while, but that just makes it a very unattractive playground. And actually, for a lot of children, if they're old enough, there's nothing more attractive than a cordoned off area.
Okay, Andrew, we leave it at that, unless there's anything else you'd like to add before we finish.
No, thank you very much, Johnny. No, I think it's very important that we get this sorted out. And I was delighted that other people kind of came in behind me there. I raised it back a few months ago, and I'm delighted that more people are getting in to... Because the more people that chat about these things...
The quicker it all gets done. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah. Andrew, thanks again for joining us today. All the best to you. Take care. Have a great day.
John.
And we can talk again shortly on a different topic, hopefully.
Very good. That's great. Thanks for the call, Jenny.
Most welcome. Now, that was Councillor Andrew Montague from the Labour Party talking about major disrepairs at a playground in Ellenfield. I have a problem with that word, don't I? Ellenfield Park, Whitehall.